where do you feel like you and the chemistry with Tannehill is at this point?
So, all right. It's getting better every day. You know, last week we didn't hit any passes. This week, you know, we had a couple already. So it's a work in progress, but I think every day we're getting better.
In terms of your development, what areas do you want to improve in your game?
Everything. You know, you can always get better. But, you know, first and foremost, just running routes. You know, getting better, getting open a lot more, moving around more, being able to play in the slot, to move around. Just, you know, even come out the backfield a couple plays.
How much do you think that helps you in terms of moving around and being in different spots?
Nobody could have a key on me. You know, last year, you know, you kind of knew where I was every single play, what you had to do, because I was there every game, same spot. When you move around, it's harder for the defense to know where you're at, harder for them to adjust.
So how much better do you think you can be when you're given these other advantages that you didn't have?
A lot better. Last year, I didn't even have 1,000 yards, you know, so we could be a lot better, so much better. You know, just moving around, just playing football in general, you know, just myself, being a better player, putting in more work. I always feel like I work hard, but, you know, work even harder. Just try to get better every day.
Like, you set goals for yourself? Are you going to do that for this year?
I just want to play. You know, I just want to make plays, be the best player I could be. You know, you're always going to set goals for yourself, but you got to set them high. So just in case you fail, you know, you still do well. So, you know, I ain't get to that point yet. You know, once I go home before training camp, by the time I come back for training camp, I'll have a couple goals. But right now, it's just try to get better every day and just keep working.
Mike, you always have to be motivated to play this game, obviously, but how much more motivating is it when you are excited about the things you're doing with people?
It's fun. I don't know if it's extra motivation. I think it's just makes coming to work easier. I think it makes it, you know, more fun for you when you know you can move around and do different things that in my whole career I never really done. So, just fresh opportunity every day.
Mike, all right, a couple more.
Mike, you obviously kept a good face last year, but was it a frustrating year for you? Was that a year that you know you were frustrated with?
Yeah, and it's not so much. You know, it had nothing to do with the offense. It was just myself. You know, not playing up to my personal standards for myself. It was a new situation. But like I said last week, I felt a lot more comfortable. I'm ready to go.
Mike, have you noticed anything about Lewis Delmas out here or in the past? What will he bring to this team?
Energy, a lot of energy. You know, he always making noise. He keeps trying to come in the offensive huddle. We kick him out every single period. So, you know, he brings a lot of energy, man. Love it. Love a guy like that on the field. I think guys feed off of that. And, you know, we all know how he can play. We came into the league at the same time. So, you know, I've been knowing him for about almost 6 years now. I've always been a fan, you know. I'm glad to have him on our team.
Mike, Ryan Tannehill had said that it was an adjustment for you getting adjusted from the way Pittsburgh does the offseason
mm-hmm.
to how it's done here. What are the differences?
It's just a lot. I feel here, you know, it's just more people come, you know. That we had a lot more veterans, so guys were able to go off on their own and do their own workouts and come back and be on the same page. Here we have such a young team that you need to be together every day. There, I don't think they had to be together every day. We had to be together every day just because of the veteran leadership that we had. Not saying we don't have leadership here. When I was there, we had, you know, pretty much the whole team was older guys, 27 to 30-something years old. I think we had the oldest team in the league when I was there. So when you have a team like that, you don't need to be together as much in the offseason. Guys know what to do here, you know. And living in South Florida, I think guys need to be together a little bit more.
Mike,